Hello again, and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. So we're back with more oral sex, this time from the male perspective. And we're going to talk about, do we call them blowjobs?
You can call it anything you want if it's actually happening in the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This is a big deal for guys.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Why it is so important to men, I think, is such a hard thing to describe, Lori. Uh-huh. And I don't think most guys would be able to articulate it fully. They'd have to think really hard about it beyond just that we know we like them.
Right.
And I mean, I think that is, and so I'm gonna kind of speculate on some stuff here and kind of give you my best guess.
Give us your best guess.
My guess. Well, it's more than a guess, but still, like, it's because I think women sometimes think that oral sex for guys is some kind of act of submission or a way for us to feel powerful in the relationship, or that it's something that it's just something that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best way.
Can I just say that?
Yeah.
That never occurred to me, but okay, go
it
ahead.
It never occurred to you?
No.
You've never heard women say something similar to that?
I've heard women say that, yes. But it's never personally occurred to me that it was about power.
More like.
Maybe I am.
More advanced
into sex,
and
I don't know.
you're more
male. I don't know.
you've actualized more. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I think that that's a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an element of it, and I think it's a balance, right? Because it feels wilder than intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's feels a little more risky. It feels more, and I don't know if that's some societal presentation of oral sex, of how we kind of have learned about it growing up.
But it feels wilder.
It does.
It's like it's this really exciting thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, not that intercourse isn't exciting, but oral sex just feels like something even more special.
Yeah, it feels heightened. I think that there is...
it's like a lack of inhibition between two people when it's happening, I guess.
Yeah, it feels more urgent, more desirous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's a...
Like she's expressing her desire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I'll talk about that in a minute. But, like, I think that there's definitely that element of it, of being wanted more than just in regular intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's just such a great amount of confidence that comes when there is a woman that wants to give you a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just is. Like, there's just something that's just... And I think even that, like, even when I say that like that, for some reason, that sounds more tawdry. It makes it sound more tawdry than talking about oral sex.
I get it.
Well, I mean,
it's
I know
important.
You get it. I know you get it. But I'm saying, like, I think that that is what it sounds like. Most of the time, we don't talk about it in terms of oral sex. We're talking about it in terms of blowjobs.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, the more vernacular of sucking somebody off. Like,
uh-huh.
that, it makes it sound way, which I think is why sometimes it's not in a relationship, why it's inhibited in a relationship, because at the same time that it sounds dirtier than intercourse, there's also that element of it that is partly why it should be there.
Yeah, the dirty part is kind of what adds the thrill
in
some ways, and the risk, the excitement to it.
Yeah. So there's a few things that I think, though, that it hits at for men that I want to get your opinion on and see how you, if you...
do the best I can, Adam.
I mean, I don't know if you relate to it as much. But I think the first thing is that there is a acceptance that is there that comes with oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's just beyond almost anything else out there. It's mm-hmm. a complete and it's mm-hmm. a full acceptance. I mean, mm-hmm. the thing that you prize the most, right?
The boy toy
that is out there,
yeah.
Right? That she is willing to take that in her mouth.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, there's a vulnerability that's there,
uh-huh.
That doesn't exist in other places. And it's an acceptance that allows him to just be completely it takes him out of his head, right? Mm-hmm. Pun intended, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely. Like,
it's my, I mean, you talk about that
eyes roll back in the head yeah. kind of thing.
I mean, you talk about that a lot with women about trying to get, like, how to get them out of their head and how to have
exactly.
that release. Mm-hmm. I think this is the same thing with guys. Yeah. It's mind clearing.
It's like transforming.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Transporting almost.
Transporting is a good way to say it, but that there's an acceptance that's there that just goes beyond mm-hmm. any other that they, mm-hmm.
yeah,
that they experience.
I think that's important to hear for women, this feeling of being so accepted. And I think men are so penile-centric. Mm. When I was getting married, the woman pastor of our church said, she did some of the teaching, and she did a little teaching on sex, and she said, so in the sexual relationship, oral sex is like worshiping at his altar. you know, I mean, yeah. It was really this, like, she really got it in terms yeah. of, you know, how he feels about,
right.
you know, his penis and how oral sex makes him feel.
I think that's a good.
It's like being worshipped.
I think that's a good metaphor, too, but it's not, like, I don't think men think of it in terms of, like, we have to be worshipped.
Well,
either.
For the record, you know, I'm Anglican, right? And
yeah.
so our marital vows were, with my body, I thee worship.
Yeah.
That was part of our
yeah, and
vows.
I think for a lot of people they can have a good connotation of that, but a lot of it's not a purely selfish act.
But isn't
you know,
it
like
I
it's
mean
a,
it's not purely selfish, right? I
yeah.
mean for women too, it's the being penetrated at the same time as giving.
Yeah.
So it's also this kind of luscious feeling for women as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
I mean, as well as when they're giving this, they're also experiencing penetration. So, I mean, it goes both ways, so to
yeah.
speak.
No, I hear that. And I think I just want to, like, I think some women could hear, we have to worship him. And that is like some kind of act submission or something. That's not, again, that's not what I'm talking about.
And
but I think what's your meaning,
I'm not.
I know you're not meaning
you.
That, but like that is, there's that, if you equate it to acceptance and to, in that type of way, like we're saying, like
gift
it's
and
gift. Yeah.
love and mm-hmm. I think to me the worshiping of the body, the other body, is this, you know, exquisite kind of form of love.
Yeah
The
second thing that I think is why this is important for men is, and I think most men are not going to talk about this part, like especially with their other male friends,
right.
but it is it is in part because of how the love that they feel for their partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I think you quoted the stat in the part one about oral sex is that most men do not have oral sex with a one night stand.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is way more meaningful if it's somebody that you love and you care about, and it's connecting. It becomes about the person, not just about the act. And so,
which I think is so important to hear. And I'm
yeah.
so glad you said that. I think I hear from so many patients, the women who say, you know, well, I'm giving him oral sex, I don't feel as connected. I'm down below. I'm not looking at his eyes. I'm not feeling that. Which what you're saying, though, is the internal experience for the male is to feel almost the most connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It, somehow or another, we have to help women understand that, I
yeah.
think.
And so that, I mean, they overlap, but that acceptance then becomes part of like this big idea of that it's this specific person that we love, that we care for, that is willing to accept us in that way,
mm-hmm.
And to do that for us.
It's like so, it cracks your heart open.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing, and that is in one way where we feel the deepest level of connection,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that's sometimes a hard thing for women to get their mind around about men and sex is that it is not just the act, but that sex itself is where a lot of men find connection.
I agree.
You know, and so by doing that, by gifting each other with that, like that enhances the connection, that furthers it
mm-hmm.
Than anything else. The third
Absolutely. One
is, there's some research on this, but not a whole lot, but the idea that blowjobs and oral sex, like it helps men feel respected,
mm.
And that is one of the top needs. There's a very small study, a small sample size, but in that study, the 70% of men said that they would rather feel respected than love if they couldn't live without one.
Mm-hmm.
If they had to live without either respect
oh,
or
I can
love,
see that.
They'd rather live
I
without
can see
love
that.
Than
there's,
respect.
There's a lot of literature, really, mm-hmm. that talks about how men would prefer respect to love,
yeah.
whereas women, I think, would probably be the opposite.
Yeah. And so I think in this case, then, oral sex becomes a very respectful, and it's more respect as deep admiration than it is anything else. Mm-hmm. That it is just respect for who he is. I mean, that is that, like you said, a lot
that
of it
male.
Is that he's male.
That
yeah.
this is this part of his body defines him in so many ways, and that it's I can see that it feels deeply respecting.
Yeah, and so
respectful,
I mean,
for many aspects of himself, for his sexuality, for his penis, for his maleness.
It's not. I mean, I think so much of confidence is a lot of times, maybe sometimes, in an unhealthy way, but most of the time, just in a my self-confidence is wrapped up in my penis, and so like that. So thinking about it in those terms, I think changes your approach to oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I
hope this goes viral.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what you're saying is so vulnerable. What you're relaying about what men feel on the inside is so vulnerable. And I think, you know, women need to hear this in a deep way. I think there's so much pain over oral sex and blowjobs and everything that has gotten twisted up in our culture and in pornography. And I think what you're speaking about is really important, the way men feel about it, the needs that it hits when they receive oral sex.
It's just hard to talk about. I think men have a hard time beyond just knowing that it feels great, because it does, and you know, so they know that it's important to them. But a lot of times they just don't know why.
You know, I think too, we always are encouraging women, just tell them what you like. Mm-hmm. And certainly a man needs to be specific about what he likes with oral sex. But I think this part, if men could open up this way to their partner about how they feel about oral sex, like, it's so deep and it's so vulnerable. I think that it's that way that men don't talk about sex. They may be more able to talk about sex in terms of explicit stuff, but this way that's emotional is, I think, what they need to say. And that helps her, like, get it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is how you feel about it.
Yeah. And I don't know how many men would be able to talk about it that way. Like, I mean,
I don't either.
I think they could and they should. A lot of this, by the way, comes from a relationship coach named Jordan Gray as well. So I want to give credit to his stuff as well. But I think being able to speak about it and articulate it, I would wonder, and maybe we could have a further conversation about this at another time, but I wonder if that's really the point. If mm-hmm. being able to do that is ideally, yes. But I think just knowing that and not making it into, for her, not making the assumption that it's just a selfish sex act, that he just wants it, like, equates it to something that he saw in porn, and that's why he wants that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and I think you've articulated things that men probably feel but haven't been able to put into words, and do often feel this real defensiveness. It's like, sure, I like it. It feels good. It's great. I've seen it in porn. But I think what you've said is a deeper heart part about it, mm-hmm. that maybe it gives them language. So let's come back and you can tell us more about blowjobs.
Yeah.
How to help women do it better.
All right.
Speaking with certified sex therapist Lori Watson from Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Lori, what is an intensive?
So an intensive is 12 to 14 hours of therapy all in one weekend. And it's a way to really make fast progress compared to weekly therapy. I mean, there's just so much more you can get done when you have a chunk of time.
Overcome the challenges in your relationship and your sex life. Learn more about intensives and Awakening Center's other services at awakenloveandsex.com.
At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. Give us a call at 919-587-8018. Find us online at matthewscounseling.net. We look forward to working with you.
Okay, we're back with Adam talking about blowjobs.
So why is that funny? I didn't say there wasn't anything happening right there, and you just started laughing. What did you think about?
Well, I was just thinking, we've evolved as podcast hosts, and right. I think that this topic is really intimate and personal. And you know, I think we are more comfortable both professionally with each other and just that we know each other and trust each other enough to say these things, right? It's like we're saying it out loud in front of each other. I was, the very first radio show I did it with, my neighbor was on the radio and he was a man. I'd had dinner and I was kind of frumpy and dumpy, and suddenly the caller asked about oral sex, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to talk about oral sex in front of Frank. Yeah, it was just like, it was awful. You know, it was like, I had to like not look at him and couldn't talk about it. And so anyway, that's why I laughed. I
said, All right. Well, okay, let me make you, well, I don't think I can make you uncomfortable, but we'll talk about some other things. But the same thing that you said for women, the first thing that I'm just going to mention is that enthusiasm goes a long way. Like, it is
number one.
It's number one for both cunnilingus and for
fellatio.
Yeah. And so I think that being enthusiastic about it, offering, wanting to do it, like, there is just nothing sexier than a woman, like, wanting to, like, unbuckling the belt, like, initiating that.
Yeah, that's hot.
That is, yes.
Totally
absolutely.
Hot.
And again, like, it just in all the good ways that we talked about in the beginning, but enthusiasm just goes a long way. Because if you don't want to give one, he doesn't want you to give it to him either.
Right. Like, there's nothing worse than a blowjob that is done begrudgingly, right?
Yes. Like, that, it's just, it's not.
Well, I think some men would say, you know, still take it.
I mean, in a relationship that's maybe sex starved, that may be true. But for the most part, that's not.
It's like a different
really
act.
Wants. Yeah, it's something. Completely
an act where
different.
She wants it and wants to give it is very hot.
Yeah, and so I think being enthusiastic about it, but also knowing if that's not something you want to do, don't do it because you feel like there's an obligation there.
But let's work it through.
Yeah.
If that's not something you want to do, girlfriend, you know, I have helped hundreds of women work through their inhibitions and reservations about it so that they can give oral sex freely and learn to enjoy it. So
yeah,
there's a lot of hope out there.
Yeah, absolutely. The second thing that I think we can say is just, if we're talking about technique and being helpful, is just be careful with your teeth.
Absolutely.
Like, you just...
Like, kind of like keep those covered with your lips, maybe.
Yes, like... I don't know if we can, and it's hard to, I mean, this is my experience, so like, maybe this is true for women as well, but the penis is so sensitive.
Right.
Like, it is just basically one big nerve out there.
Right, which is why it feels good to be given oral sex, because it's soft and wet, but it doesn't feel good to have the teeth sort of click you or hit you.
Yeah.
That would be painful and...
Yeah.
Scary.
So, absolutely.
Absolutely. I can imagine scary.
No, it is. I mean, that's why we talked about vulnerability earlier. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's vulnerable.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean, I know that whatever sounds like whatever, but that is absolutely.
Sounds like the truth.
Yeah. I mean, like, anybody that grew up with Lorena Bobbitt in the back of their minds, has that.
Oh, my
that,
gosh.
Like,
I just saw an article about that.
In the back of their heads, like, it's there's an element of it that is scary, which is why, again, somebody you trust, somebody you love,
right?
That's better.
Keep
the teeth pulled back.
Absolutely. But, you know, blowjobs, right, are also a way for a man to receive.
Yeah.
And I think men are often so responsible for the sexual experience. What is it like when, you know, they're just responsible for receiving?
I mean, I think there's something about that. There's an appeal to that, that there is a, whether, again, justified or not, there is an element of which men are responsible, not just in sex, but for life in general, right? Mm-hmm. They just grow
up. They're supposed to get it done. They're supposed to maybe provide. They're supposed to direct this thing. They're supposed to know.
Yeah. Passivity in life life in general for men is just frowned upon. It's seen as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to be in a position where sex comes to them, where there's an initiation on the part of their partner, it's a relief. It's like the pressure is off. then, because honestly, oral sex cannot go wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, well, teeth wise, yes,
but overall,
like, it's, there's nothing that's not, you know, as compared to intercourse, where she may just be not orgasm, she may not enjoy it, you know,
he may lose his erection,
like,
right.
oral sex is
kind of, it's just about receiving pleasure.
Yeah, and so there's nothing bad. There's honestly some purity about it there too. It's just purely about pleasure. Again, it can be mind clearing for him. He can relax, and that stress can go away.
Yeah,
the
passivity part of being able to be on sort of another realm where he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah,
I can see how that's appealing. Well, just to purely receive.
Yeah, and he doesn't necessarily have to ejaculate to enjoy it either.
Right.
Like that's something that I know some women may be concerned about, but that's not something that has to happen for a blowjob to be enjoyable. And
some men, for the record, in my practice, lots of men talk about how they can't ejaculate with oral sex. Because oftentimes it doesn't include thrusting, and really the thrusting motion is what makes men climax. And so without that, just this pure recipient of pleasure feels exquisite and is wonderful and ecstasy, you know, but it's not necessarily going to get them to climax. And that's okay. I mean, it's all of that high arousal, which is wonderful.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, we talked about this for women as well, and I think it holds true for guys, too, is that diversity is key as well. Like,
right.
It doesn't just have to be about mouth to penis. Like, there's the balls, there's the perineum, there's using your hands. All of that together is part of it as well.
Right.
Right? And I think so. Like that, there's multiple ways for it to be enjoyable for him. And a lot of times, because I know that, like, there's, I don't know if there's still stigma, maybe there is, around having to take it all of the penis into your mouth all at the same
like
time.
Deep throat.
Mm-hmm. And that just is not something. You can use your hand, base of the shaft, also.
Right, the hand controls the depth so that she can get comfortable with the depth, and also feels good to him because it provides that pressure that could be good.
Yeah. And so knowing that, I think, can be really helpful in that, because, again, there's just that there feels like there's a tension in that region, and there's attention and intention at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's thoughtful. It's not just fumbling around. Right.
Right. I think you need to help women, because one of the things that stops women from giving oral sex is that they say, I don't know how to do it well.
Right.
And either he's not giving her feedback, or it really is terrible. I can't imagine. But she wants to do it well.
Yeah.
So how do you help her? I mean, you said basically it doesn't need to be deep throat. And I think what you were trying to say is she doesn't necessarily need to swallow. So if she gives him oral sex at some point, even prior to orgasm and ejaculation, still could be fabulous if she's squeamish about that. I would say true. Most men say, hey, I just like oral sex. If I'm about to climax, I don't care if she takes it in her mouth or not. Although for some men, super important.
As foreplay, and I would say the most important thing is the tongue. It is more active. It's not, I think, the name blowjob or like it doesn't necessarily, or sucking somebody off.
Like
that's not exactly what you are doing.
Right.
But any kind of attention, particularly to the head of the penis, is that's where all the glands are located. Nerve, it
most
is the most sensitive to that. And so, again, paying attention to the head is the most important.
Right. And that's why for a woman who has TMJ or who can't open her mouth very wide, she can still provide a ton of pleasure by taking the tip of his penis in her mouth, right? I mean, maybe she can't do all these other things, or, you know, for whatever reason, there's limitations. It's like, really? And you've discounted all of it? Like, what about a little bit of it?
But even that.
Just the tip.
If your jaw does get tired, that's where hands come in.
Right.
Make sure your hands are lubricated somehow.
Or wet.
I
mean, that's kind of what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
The wetter the blowjob, better.
If the hand is dry and the penis is dry, like, that is not going to feel good. That's going to create a lot of
coconut friction. Oil. Mm-hmm. It is non-medicinal tasting, like some of the lubricants are. It tastes like nothing really. But that can be sort of help.
Yeah.
So she can touch him and take him in her mouth.
Yeah. And then knowing like that the bump on the underside of the penis where the shaft meets the tip, like that's called the frenulum, and that has a lot of nerve endings as well.
Right.
And so
that's the most sensitive part of the head of the penis.
Yeah. So massaging that with your hand while you're giving the blowjob is also going to be really stimulating as well.
And also the perineum massage, which is actually below the testicles, between the testicles and his anus, pressure there with
but
deep
not too
massage.
Much pressure.
Not too much pressure.
Not too much pressure.
But that can feel sort of an alternate kind of stimulation, as can prostate stimulation. Some men like that.
For some men,
during oral sex, that can be kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, and then just don't forget the balls. Like the testicles are like
still really important. Yeah, really sensitive.
Or whether by mouth or by hand, like
that
just something that is important. Lots of different ways, but again,
and do you
pressure,
recommend
but not
grooming?
Too, not too much pressure.
Grooming?
I mean, I think that's
for
somewhat
men?
Her call as well, but yes, like I think that is something that is important.
Right, because some men, you know, their testicles have no hair. Some men, just
the cleaner the better. The smoother the better, in my opinion. But you know, like I think
that might encourage her to give oral attention to his scrotum, right,
yes,
and to
absolutely.
His testicles, and to be very, very careful doing that. More careful, perhaps even than the penis.
Yes, and there are tools out there now that are very helpful for this that are going to keep that from happening. And so
keep what from happening?
Cutting groom. Oh, you were talking about her on her part.
On her part.
Yeah,
being
I was talking
very,
about
very
no. When you're grooming, be careful.
No, I was talking about when she was giving oral sex
to
the testicles. Be very, very
be very careful. That's highly sensitive. You're not squeezing anything in that in that area.
Or sucking too hard or anything
that.
Yeah. Really soft. Okay. Anything else you can tell women about, you know, what men would like?
Just knowing that the combination of tongue, lips, inside the mouth, throat, hands, like all of that together, just the combination of those things is what makes it really good. Then being enthusiastic, like we said, I think just knowing that you're willing to do that and that you're willing to learn and have him, I think men are probably much more willing to coach in that area and to just say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and figuring that out together, like just exploring that together would just be something that would be super connecting. He'll do whatever you want the next day. Like, you know, I think men need to know, like, if she's willing to do that, to reciprocate as well, like that's such an important thing, even if she's not, but just reciprocating is good. But like, it's just such an important thing for men. That I think is just drives connection.
Absolutely.
Fuels it.
Last thing I would say, tip of the day, would be if she's funny about hygiene or odor or anything like that, try oral sex in the shower. You know, like use one of those fragrance bombs that you put on the floor of the shower that melts and creates all this fragrance. You're very clean. You know, have her give you oral sex in the shower for the first time. And that often works really well. That's a sex therapy intervention.
Awesome.
So you've been listening to us talk about fellatio and how to do it better and what it means to men. Thank you for listening.
You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.